Today we are going to talk about the defensive work culture. By the way, we are on Easter, we are in Pascuas today, so happy holiday to everybody. Only to the Catholic people, to the pieces of shit, you don't have a holiday, you just have a regular Sunday. But, you know, I was listening this podcast about pseudo-productivity or pseudo-productividad, and it really caught my attention how these days, especially since remote work became a thing, became a popular thing, how people are pretending to work. When I go to the gym, I have many training partners, and many of them, for example, they are always checking their emails, so trying to respond the email as fast as possible so they look that they are working. And I have one partner that is even worse. He's always checking if there is like a Zoom call so he can join all the Zoom calls, and he is listening to the Zoom call while he's doing exercise. We understand that this is not maximizing your productivity, but the problem is that you are having the worst of both scenarios. You are trying to be busy all the time, and at the same time, you're not giving your brain time to recover. So your quality of production reduces. And there's something that I want to introduce to you that is called slow productivity. It's doing less things, but improving the things that you do. And also, we are going to talk how to protect your time. If you are a freelancer or if you work in a company, I'm sure that always you have people trying to interrupt you. Could be customers, could be your peers, could be your boss. And each time that someone interrupts you 1 minute, it's not 1 minute. It's more or less like 20 minutes that you lose trying to come back and recover the flow. So protecting your time and maximizing your output is something that we are going to share on this episode. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor. You know who. I'm talking about me, inglesparacholos.com. And also tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. I want to discuss like a common thing between productive people. We believe that it's being busy, like busy is productive. But there are two common characteristics of people who really make money and people who have like a productive life. And it's flexibility and having fun. Interesting enough, it's not busy, it's flexibility and having fun. Why flexibility is important? Because you want to work when you feel that you can give your best. But for that, you need work ethic. If you tell that person, the average person, hey, you can work whenever you feel like doing, they will never work, especially here in Latin America. These motherfuckers are lazy as fuck. You know, I know people that they took their 4 holidays, they are resting the 4 days, and they don't have even a business or a job. But they keep resting, but well, motherfuckers. What I'm trying to go here is that first we need to create work ethic. That could be another episode for another day, how to create work ethic. But once that you have work ethic, it's good to be flexible, because sometimes when you don't feel like working, working is just a waste of your time and you are even burning out more yourself. Just to give you an idea, I believe that if you can design your schedule, you can decide not to work from 1 to 4 p.m. For example, that's something that I do. From 1 to 4 p.m. usually is the time that I am eating or I'm napping and dying like la siestecita. So from 1 to 3 or from 1 to 4, I prefer not to work because my output is not going to be the best. But as we know, many people who have like a regular job schedule, they work 8 hours in a row, and that is too much, especially in the afternoon hours. That's something that people, everybody pretends to work, but they don't work. The other one is that thing that most of the people are better off having 2 blocks of working time, in the morning and in the afternoon. This thing of working all your day, all day long, is not the best for the average person. It's like trying to have like, instead of going to the gym 1.5 hours or 2 hours, it's like going to the gym 6 hours. It's too much. It's better to split the load. And the other one is also being able, flexibility, is also being able to select who are your customers, who are your coworkers or your peers, and who is your boss. If you have the flexibility to decide the people that you want to work with, you are going to be more productive. Because like not everybody works good with everybody. We need to be clear about that. For example, if I can select my customers, I prefer to select the customers that are not always in a hurry. I hate the people that always, hey, Jose, what about this? Well, no. I like people that have patience, and also that's why I try to answer as fast as possible, because I know that when they ask something, it's because it's something important. But basically, that's one. How can you add flexibility to your to your work life. I think that is one of the key things. And the other one is, how can you make it fun? Making the thing fun is so important. I told you the reason why I started this podcast, Uncle Balta, is because I wanted to practice my English. Instead of just, you know, going to an institute, memorizing verbs like huevonazo and try to repeat the verbs, in my mind was, let's try to record podcasts so I can learn something extra while practicing my English, while creating some content. So you want to kill many birds with one shot. And that's part of having fun while you work. Just to give you an idea of how can you do the same for you. Try to have clear the objective. Let's say that you are like a vitamin seller, un vendedor de vitaminas. If you're a vitamin seller, you want to sell the product. So how can you sell the product? You can have like a physical brick and mortar store, una tienda física, and wait in a passive way that people approach to your store. Or what you can do is you can run social media ads or social media content and send the people the traffic to your website or to your WhatsApp. In that way, you don't have to be inside the store all the time. You are not a slave of your store, and you can answer whenever you can the messages. Or even better, you can just do everything by the website and you don't even need to answer questions. The thing is done by itself. So you get the point. Always, if you want to make something fun, ask the way, what is the path of less resistance that we can achieve the objective? Now, also it's important that we rank the activities. And there's a concept that I heard today that caught my attention, that is workload quota. What is workload quota? Having like a quota of how many hours do you want to work per day? And also, if you are like, for example, a social media content creator, how many pieces of content do you want to create per day? Many days you will be surprised, but I want to record 2 podcasts per day, but I remember myself. No, just 1 piece of podcast and 2 YouTube videos per week. That's my quota. Even if I have more ideas, I don't do it because I know that will send me to the burnout path. So it's better just to have your quota. The beauty when you have a frame or a period of time that you decide, I'm going only to work during this period of time, is that it forces you to delete the trash or the unworthy activities and bring the worthy activities. There are many activities that we believe that are productivity but are not. For example, Zoom calls, especially people who work for corporations, Zoom calls, and also I would say like phone calls, are a huge waste of time. How many times you have like a customer or maybe a peer, a coworker that want to tell you something, and they could easily send you like a 40 seconds voice note by WhatsApp, or maybe easily just record their computer screen with the problem and send you the recording. But no, they want to have a Zoom call so they can share their screen, they can have like a quick talk. You know, the Zoom call and the phone call are a problem for 2 reasons. First, you need to schedule them. So you need to block your time. Oh, I'm going to block my time specifically for this. So whatever you were able to do before or after, you need to stop it because you need to have this thing. And the other problem is that most of the time, the Zoom call or the phone call, since you program the thing, now you are going to extend it. Something that was maybe was going to be discussed in 2 minutes or 1 minute, now we discuss it in 5 minutes or 10 minutes because you are already there with the person. So be careful with the Zoom calls and with the phone calls. The other one is time. Time between activities. This is like a huge thing. And I just pay attention to this when I stop posting memes. There was a moment that I stopped posting memes because I wanted to see how my sales goes with memes and without memes. And I still believe memes make a difference. I'm still fighting with that shit. But coming back to the topic is that, what is the default activity that we do between other activities? There are things like if you are replying WhatsApps to your customers, you finish, by the way, you have to do it on your computer. Don't reply WhatsApps on your cell phone. That is a waste of time. Unless there is a person that is asking for bank accounts or something like that, and you can have a copy-paste answer for that. But unless it's that, always answer the questions on your computer. It's more efficient. But when you finish answering the questions to everybody, you will realize that after maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, some people reply. And the big mistake is being in front of the computer waiting for that. And while you are waiting, you say, oh, I'm going to Instagram or to Facebook to check some content and then I'm coming back. No, no. That is a waste of time. It's better to have something decided. What am I going to do between activities? In my case, I decide to study one topic. So while I'm waiting my customers to reply, I start to listen a podcast for maybe 10 or 15 minutes and then I come back. So the activities, the filler activities that we use are important to pay attention to, because if we fill our day with junk activities, we are going to have a junk schedule. And one extra tip that I want to share with you that I believe this will, like, is the difference between the day and the night, is always make activities wait for you. You don't wait for the activities. For that reason, you want less appointments. The Zoom call, the phone call, that is appointment. The real life reunion, also that is appointment. You want to have as less appointments as possible, so you work whenever you can. Today, for example, I woke up early because later I will have to go to my family reunion. So I woke up like 4:30 a.m. without alarm clock, just by myself. I woke Armando at that time. Funny enough, I was woking Armando at 4:30 a.m. And when you woke on a Sunday morning at 4:30 a.m., you find many interesting things. First, you find a lot of couples fingering themselves because they don't have money for the hotel. And literally, you go to the park and they are like hand-jobbing, finger the couple between them because they don't have money for the hotel. Also, you see, like, for example, a fancy car, like a Mercedes, I believe it was, like dropping a nice woman in front of her house. He waited until the woman entered to her house and then he left. And at the same time, I saw like a Toyota dropping a woman in the middle of the avenue and the woman have to cross the two blocks to go to her house. So interesting. If you're a nice woman, they will drop you in front of your house. If you're an ugly woman, they will drop you in the avenue and you have to walk to your house. All those shit you see when you wake up at 4:30 a.m. on Saturday. But what I'm trying to go here is that after I walk my dog, I came here to the office maybe 5:30 a.m. And my WhatsApp was full. It has like maybe 20 messages or something like that. And I just started to reply the messages at that time. Why? Because activities wait for me. Imagine if I have to schedule each of these appointments during the day. I have to block all my day. I cannot flow, because basically flow is that. It's going with the trend, with the energy. Another problem when you schedule activities is that many times your customers are going to cancel, or sometimes they postpone, they go late, they arrive late. So all that problems are deleted when you know how to make activities wait for you. Now I want to analyze something that is called the deep work space. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23 986. If you want to join Inglés para Cholos, buy my supplements, or buy the audiobooks, you can send me a message. I reply all the WhatsApps. I don't have secretary. +51 9890 23 986, or also on my Instagram, Tio Balta, in the bio, there is a link that will send you to my WhatsApp. What is the deep work space? We know that remote work is popular, right? And it's kind of cool, the idea of not commuting. You don't want to join to get in the public transportation, especially in Latin America. We know the bus is crowded. Everybody is, you know, like butt to butt, nalga to nalga. You don't want that. You want to be comfortable. Public transportation is not a good thing here in Latin America, but also working from home is not a good thing. And let me give you the comparison with, or analogy with, gym. If you remember during the quarantine, for example, everybody has some kind of gym devices at home. Well, I have a full gym here. I have racks, I have barbells, I have dumbbells, I have the full thing here. But even though I have the full gym at home, I prefer to go to the gym. You know why? First, because when you go to the gym, you are preparing your brain for a different activities. Then you see more people at the gym. Another thing, you have more variety, less distractions. There is more friction of coming back. When you work, when you do exercise from home, there's no friction to come back to your house because you are already at home. So if someone called you, or maybe, oh, I don't feel like working out now, I will work out in 2 hours. That always happens. The same story, copy paste and put it in working. If you want to work, you don't want to work in a place that is just one room from your bedroom, because now you feel lazy. You want to come back. By the way, I'm doing this work in my house, but I have another house. I don't want to flex, but I have two houses. So one house is for production, for working, for creation also, and the other house is for family, my mother, my dog. That's why now you see me recording YouTube videos always in the second house, not in the first one. Long time ago, I used to record videos in the first house, but that house is a problem. Always someone is ringing the bell, something happened, interruptions for everything. In this house, it's kind of a silence, quiet place. It's so fucking quiet that I disable the ring. No hay timbre. If someone ring the bell, there's no ring. That's how much I want to protect my time. So we all need a space, like a deep work space. And I understand that not everybody can have like a second apartment or a second house, but we all should kind of try to rent a deep work space. How much will cost you like a, not an office, I would say just a room. A room that you can rent, I would say maybe it's going to cost you, depends where do you live, right? But here in Lima, could cost you like 500 soles or maybe 600 soles, just a room. You are thinking maybe, yes, but 500 soles, that's money. Yes, but how much money are you going to produce when you have your deep workspace? You will be surprised. It's like the amount of workload that you can do in a deep workspace in 1 hour is the same that you will do in your house maybe 5 hours. It's insane. It's like this silence. And that's why I love silence. That's why in this neighborhood, I really destroy my neighbor's balls. I kick their balls when they install their garage alarms, sus alarmas de garaje. I really call serenazgo, I call everybody, because silence is a big thing, especially when you want to create stuff. So try to design this deep workspace. What are other alternatives? Okay, maybe renting is even too much, 500 soles. Could be trying to find a little cafe, not a Starbucks, because Starbucks is still full. But there are a lot of little cafes that maybe you can just pay, especially for the days that you want to create stuff. They have Wi-Fi. You can buy like a cheap coffee for maybe 6 soles or 7 soles, and you can work there 2 or 3 hours. 2 or 3 hours of deep work is better than a full 8-hour session. And by the way, if you have a space, quiet space, also this could be like a business idea. People are craving finding spaces for deep work. Not everybody has realized it, but some people already are realizing that working from home is a terrible idea. And also for your mental health. You want to go out your house at least 3 or 4 times per day. That's why one moment you go to the gym, one moment you go to your office, other moment you go to visit the Nalgona to walk the dogs. So at least 3 or 4 times of the day going out is basic. And here I want to include something that they mentioned on the podcast. I'm going to mention the name of the guy at the end of this podcast because I don't remember his name. I will check it later. But if you're an employee, there are 2 things that you can consider in this pseudo-productivity or how to protect your time. And it's, first is something called transparency of activities. And the other one is work in the next level activities. Let me try to dissect fast each one. Transparency of activities is always have like a document, like a Word document or any kind of online document where you show what are you doing now. So let's say I want to give you an example. You know, I have to do this presentation, and after this presentation, I need to check this Excel spreadsheet. After that, I need to I don't know, maybe do the brochure for the next company product. So you have the 3 activities. Put in this online document the 3 activities that you're doing and more or less what are the deadlines that you expect to have on each one. Why? So if your boss or if a coworker want to approach to you and give you more workload, they will see, oh, this person is doing this. Now, if knowing that they still want to give you the task, okay, maybe they can put as a request, could you do this? You know, but as a request. In that way, you can tell people that you are doing something and they feel comfortable because they know you are doing something. Why many companies are trying to have like surveillance that they have access to your camera, they have access to your microphone so they can know if you're working or not, because they are not sure of what activities are you doing and in what speed are you working. So this transparency of activities, I believe, is an interesting concept. And here they also include some extra wisdom nugget. Is Never answer yes or no immediately. Many times people require our time. And this happens for everything. Sometimes they ask you, hey, do we have a party on Saturday? Do you want to go? And we always say yes. No, this is you can answer like this. That sounds like a good idea. Let me check if I have something already there. And if not, I will happy join your party. The same happens with all the things. When a customer wants to schedule an appointment or something, or they want to buy something and they want you to be there, that sounds like a good idea. Let me check. That's why we go back to the previous thing. You don't want things that are scheduled. You want things that are waiting for you. But sometimes there are things that are scheduled. But you need to check which time makes more sense. And understand that not all the hours are the same. Hours in the morning, for example, I can record this podcast with energy at this time in the morning. Now it's 9 a.m. on Sunday. Also 7 a.m. I can record with energy. But if I have to record something at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., most of the day I don't feel like doing it. So some activities that are more passive, I can send it at the end of the day. My community, my Cholos community, I send it usually like 9 p.m. Why? Because in that community, they ask me questions and I just have to reply. That is easier than recording a podcast where I have to create concepts and explain the concepts. The last thing I want to and the next level activities. I told you two things, right? The first was transparency of activities, and the other one is next level of activities. What this means? This means that many times people just do the things that are supposed to happen in their job position. But if you want a promotion is un ascenso. If you want a promotion, you have to start doing the things that are in the next level. That is the case of the difference between an assistant and an agent. If you are working for, an artist, a celebrity, even a manager, what is the difference between an assistant and an agent? Assistant is more passive, or I help you with the things that you have to do. An agent is a person that creates business opportunities. So if you are working as an assistant, you can do better your activities, but that would just make you a better assistant. You need to start doing the activities that comes in the next level. So now you can become an agent, someone that creates deals, someone that finds opportunity, someone that fixes higher level problems. And now you can request a higher level salary. So that is the two things that I wanted to share for the people who work for companies. And the last thing, before wrapping this podcast, I don't know, I have a lot of inspiration today. Maybe it's Pascua. But the last thing is the nice balance between having variety of activity and doing one thing. When we talk about productivity, many people will tell you it's better to do just one thing. But doing just one thing all day long, every day, 365 days of the year, is kind of boring. I tell you, for example, if I have just to do YouTube, would be boring. I will have less ideas. You want some kind of new insight. That's why I keep doing the memes. I keep posting memes because sometimes posting memes are good ideas that comes to the podcast. Today I found one that said this. Said, money doesn't buy happiness, but poverty doesn't buy shit. So that was funny, you know, like el dinero no compra felicidad, pero la pobreza no compra ni mierda. So that was a fucking funny phrase that then I can use it. Maybe I can expand about that in another podcast or whatever, right? So we want to have maybe 4 or 5 main activities, but activities that have synergy between them. Recording the English podcast is the foundation for my YouTube channel. I don't expect my English podcast to allow me to become popular here in Peru or in Latin America. But the YouTube channel is doing its work. But the YouTube channel exists because I practice, I test the concepts, I test how to explain it here in Uncle Balta and Spotify. And also many activities that you do are kind of the foundation of other bigger activity. So the idea of just doing one thing, I believe, is not the best. But yes, you want to block time for each activity. So you have a clear objective. In this block of time, in these 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to do this activity. I think that is a better approach. And here I could just wrap the podcast, say bye-bye to everybody, you know, go to my family reunion. By the way, today is the first day they are going to see my nose job. So I bought like a huge ice cream so I can distract the attention of them. They are going to be eating the ice cream and they are not going to pay attention to my nose. That's my strategy. But In the morning, while I was walking Armando, I was thinking about the taxi analogy. What is the taxi analogy? Why I was thinking about taxi? Because I saw a lot of taxis like dropping women close to my house. So I was thinking about taxi analogy. We are very selective with the price of a taxi. If you want to go from here, from Surquillo to Barranco, more or less it's 8 soles, 10 soles, okay? If a taxi tells you the price is 30 soles, fuck you. Why am I going to pay you 30 soles? But check this out. If you go to a car dealership and you can buy, let's say like a Hyundai EDS, or a Kia Picanto for $10,000, and then you have, I don't know, like a sport car, a BMW in $40,000, many people still prefer to buy the $40,000. It's paying four times more, even more than four times more for the transportation, for the same thing. And why is the difference? Because you cannot flex your taxi, but you can flex your car. So this thing of working around flexing is something that always holds us back. And we are talking now about money, but the same happens about time. In many cases, we allocate time just for flexing. Sounds stupid, but check. How many activities that we do is just for showing other people that we are working or that we are doing something cool. And we forget about the meaningful activities, the activities that really create an impact. And there are activities, for example, yesterday, Saturday, I spent like maybe 2 hours redesigning my Inglés para Cholo system. I start to check all the audios, all the steps, how a customer will feel when they join the program, and check what twists can we do here and there to even better the process. That is for doing that in the moment, nobody pay me shit. Nobody know that I'm doing that. I was here in my office. Nobody knew that I was working. But I know that those 2 hours are a huge investment because the next customers that come are going to have results faster, is less effort from my part because I have to repeat less time the same things. That's why I always talk about the system. I believe building your system is different than working. When you work, oh yeah, he's working, he's doing something. The system is more like thinking, like planning, but that will pay off many times. So remember, projects or systems are your friends. You want to have systems over just working hours and being paid for just your time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work directly with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my number, +51 9890 23 986. If you want to buy supplements, josevalta.com and English, inglesparacholos.com.